Arizona Station, 1010 KXXT, Tolleson, Phoenix.
Welcome to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, a show about how to break through obstacles that may be holding you back in life or business. And now your host of Breakthrough Thinking, certified master practitioner in neuro-linguistic programming, business consultant, and CPA, Dave Isaac.
Live from the 1010 studios in Phoenix, Arizona, you are listening to Breakthrough Thinking. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac, the host of Breakthrough Thinking. And if it is the third Tuesday of every month, it must be Mind Your Own Business, starring Barbara Haggerty. Barbara, how are you? Nice to see you again.
Wonderful. Thank you. And how are you doing, Dave?
I am doing great. It's always nice to see you.
Because we have fun.
We do have fun.
We have lots of fun.
Remember that commercial, we serve fun at Shakey's, also pizza?
That's right. We serve fun on Breakthrough Thinking.
I know. It's so cool. And what you do is so critical. Whether it's in today's economy or in the past or in the future, people need to absolutely know how to run their business efficiently. And, of course, you do it none better than you. You are amazing. The process is very important.
Yes, it is. And I have a great one today for Breakthrough Thinking.
Yeah?
How about drama in the workplace?
Oh, there's so much drama going on. Ugh. How about in the family
life? It's heating up. Well, family life, business life, like amazing. So we're going to talk about drama in the workplace today.
And the dating life?
The dating life? No, that's fun.
No, that's fun. That could be drama.
That's not drama. No.
Tom, isn't that drama sometimes in dating?
No, that's only drama if you want it.
Tom thinks
Tom's having drama.
There's no drama in the sex life, but the dating life, yes. Am I right?
Sometimes. Just sometimes.
What, in the dating life?
Sometimes.
Oh, yeah? But how come people seem to split up all the time?
Oh, it doesn't need to get to that point.
Oh, really?
Oh, you just live with the drama.
How many girlfriends do you have, Tom?
Oh, that's for me to know and you to find out.
they've called me on this one. All three of them. No, okay. He's going out with three at one time. Can you believe it?
Oh, I can believe it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
Wow, look at his eyes. He's like startled. Yes, Tom, this show is devoted to you. This is your life, Mr. Tom.
Stand up and take a bite. Come on, Dave.
All right. Well, yeah, that's right. It will be come on, Dave. I remember that. What was that? What did they win, Johnny Grant or... No, what was that other girl?
We can't ask him what's holding him back. Obviously, there's nothing holding him
back.
Right?
Holding. You don't have drama.
He has choices.
Yeah, that's even better.
Yeah.
You know,
we like choices.
You know, that's interesting.
There's always a choice to choose the drama or choose the three girlfriends. Like, Tom chose that.
You know, that's true. That's an NLP presupposition, by the way.
I know, and I have a whole NLP book with me today.
How did you do that?
I bought it.
Really? What's the name of it?
No, I'm not going to talk to you. I'm going to test you on it.
You're going to test me?
Yeah, right live on the air, we're going to test you.
I like it.
The NLP master.
That would be really good. But it says choice is better than no choice. But that's sort of logical.
But we always have choices.
Yes.
I have written a little coffee table book on choices. There's always a choice.
Did you say a coffee table book?
Yeah. What do you call it in this country?
A coffee table book. We do call it a coffee table book.
Yeah, I did say a coffee table book.
I had one that showed Tom with three girls, really. It was a coffee table book.
As opposed to what, a
bathroom book? Tom, I'm going to make you popular. This is great. We're already getting phone calls to say, is Tom single? I go, well, it depends. If you think going out with three women is single, I guess so.
He doesn't have time.
Yeah, you're right. You don't know.
When does he find time? He works part-time.
But let me clarify that. We really don't know if Tom's going out with
Okay.
that
many. We really don't know. But so we will find out. We will find out.
That clears him. He's looking like he's going to smack me around after the show.
I'll find out. I know a lot of single places. I'll find out.
Single women or single places?
I know a lot of single women, but he can't handle anymore.
I don't know. He's like
Maybe
blushing.
He wants an alternative three. That's a choice.
What's an alternative three? Oh, another three.
Have you been in Vegas again?
Yeah, I was thinking of Vegas. Actually, I was talking about Vegas today at lunch.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
What's in Vegas?
Well, it stays in Vegas, whatever it is.
Okay, but you're going to write me a note.
You know, that was an interesting ad. You know, I talked to the people that developed that ad, and that's the single most successful ad that Las Vegas has ever had, where what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. They told me that. I think it's still running, isn't it?
The tagline, yeah.
Can you believe that?
Yeah.
Wow.
What was behind that now? There was a breakthrough behind
Yeah, I think it converted. See, at one point, they were trying to make it a family event where they had MGM, they had the what do you call it? The carnival, not the carnival, but the entertainment, the mini Disneyland type of thing, and then they had the pirates at the Mirage or no, Treasure Island. So they were trying to make it a family thing, but it didn't quite work. So the theme was, when you hear what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, does that mean, what does that mean to you? It sounds like it's more of an adult theme park.
Well, it's perception.
Yeah.
What does it mean to me? It's what I want it to mean to me.
And what do you want it to mean to
well,
you?
Well, I can't. That stays.
It stays in Vegas.
That stays here.
but you're not in Vegas.
Well, see, I could be in my mind. I could be. And what's the difference?
And what would happen in your mind if you were in Vegas?
What's the reality?
The reality of you being in Vegas?
Yeah.
You would have fun watching shows.
Yes, I would.
And you would like the lights. That's my prediction.
You're right.
Oh, see?
You know me very well.
Yes, I think that's it.
Because I'm not a gambler.
I'm not either.
I don't gamble.
I don't even drink.
Hardly. But I like the shows.
I love the shows.
And dancing.
That's the difference. You like to dance. And there's a lot of good dance places, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't really dance.
You don't?
No.
Well, we tried that. You can dance.
You did say that last time.
Yeah. If you want to.
You said, yeah, that's right. You did mention that last time.
Now, that's a choice. Obviously, what's holding you back?
Oh.
What does your ad say? Breakthrough thinking? What's holding you back?
Oh, yeah.
Choices.
You know, you're right. You know what?
I think it's choices. I guess forget the paperwork. It's a whole new show.
Yeah, we could actually talk about that. I think it's simply one thing. You know, people are held back for a couple things. One, it could be they don't view themselves as a dancer at identity level. The other thing, they have a belief they can't dance. The third level is capabilities or skill. They don't know how to dance. I think in my case, it's more I need some dance lessons because I believe I could if I knew how.
Which is a choice.
Yeah, it's a choice. So it's time to sign up at Fred McMurray's or Fred, what's it called?
Fred McMurray.
Arthur
something.
Murray. Oh, that one, yeah. Fred McMurray was my three sons. got the wrong thing on that. It wasn't dancing.
I think we need to talk about choices because choices ties in. Last week we talked about stress in the workplace.
Yes.
And you know, since that, I've been thinking about it. Drama.
Yeah.
Drama. And drama's right whole spectrum.
Is that like Dramamine when you go on a cruise? Dramamine.
Dramamine. Could be.
Yeah, I took
could be
that
anything.
In June.
Like, what does it mean when people want to get together, catch up?
Yeah,
what does it mean to you if somebody wants to catch up?
I don't like ketchup or mustard.
Well, why is that?
Oh, catch up.
Yeah, catch
up. Oh, catch up with people.
He's making fun of my accent now.
No,
where
I love
you
your accent. Yeah, I know. Do I have an accent from
yes,
your?
Yes, of course you do.
How funny. Okay, so.
No, you have an accent from America.
Yeah. I love your accent, though. Tom, really. It's a very nice accent.
Thank you.
Have. It's really soothing.
I don't notice it, but thank you.
It's sparkling. It's engaging. Great accent. No question. Now, what was the question?
He's chatting me up again.
Oh, catch up. Yeah.
Catch
so
up.
So catch up simply, you know, when people get together, they want to catch up, update, what's been going on, how's it going, what's been happening.
What does it mean? Can I give you what I feel
yeah,
it means?
Yeah,
I
absolutely.
Think it means, let me tell you about my drama.
Oh.
Let me tell you what's going on in my life.
Yeah.
Now, you have a choice.
Yeah, to listen or not.
You can listen to it, but you can listen but not engage in it.
You know, that's a good point. You can remain neutral and let someone talk it out.
They may just want to vent.
Yeah.
So
and that happens a lot.
My head's, what, your headset falls off?
I thought you said your head was falling off. No, your
headset.
Head's still there.
That
yeah,
happens
it
a lot.
Was. How
is
come?
My head still there?
Doesn't it fit?
I don't think it fits.
Do but we have one size fit all? I don't know.
One shoe fits all?
Yeah. No, it seems to fit right now.
Okay, it fits?
Yeah, I think it's okay now.
Yeah.
Drama in the workplace.
Drama in the workplace, what does it do? What is the ultimate end of the drama in a workplace?
The ultimate end or...
Like what does it mean to you, the business person?
I would say if there's drama, it's distracting people from doing what they... to their maximum efficiency. Yeah. I think that's what...
The person who's talking about the drama, the person who's
listening
the person who's involved or engaged in it.
And instigating it, letting it continue. Management sometimes lets it continue because maybe they don't know how to stop it.
Let's come back to that because that's a key... It's
a good one, right?
It's a process to stop it.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, we talk processes
on
this show.
That's right. A process.
Actually, we can talk mind your own business literally, like mind your own business from the drama.
Then what would I say if I mind my own business?
Mind your own business. You would get on with your work.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Remember work while we're discussing the drama. Remember work.
Yeah.
You know, there's... if we engage so much in it, aren't we forgetting about work? How do we get our work done? Because are we really engaged in our work?
You know, it's a good point. If you really think about that, and we were talking
you have an NLP technique for
that.
Well,
actually, this is more of a Six Sigma or Lean or TQM.
Oh, really?
Which is what you really do. And
I know when he's looking up papers, he's finding
something. But it really adds to cycle time and lead time. And what it means is when people are engaged in drama, they can't be really working fully and completely. And it then becomes more costly to the service or product.
So it affects the bottom line.
Affects the bottom
always.
Line. And so, you know, I like this. I like
and
this
that's
topic,
what,
actually.
Well, and that's what we talk about a lot here. We talk about what affects the bottom line in your business. Like, why are you in business? You're not, if you're in a non-profit organization, are you there because you love it? Do you expect to have expenses paid? Do you expect any kind of payment from that? So it all goes back to the reason we're in business in the first place. And I doubt very much if there's anybody out there that got in business to get involved with everybody's drama, please call me, other than a counselor.
Yeah.
Or a therapist.
And how common do you think that is?
I
think
it's very common.
I think it's almost, if the culture supports that, allows it, you'll see it as a place, and people might view part of their, not official role, but guess what? I get to go to work and sort of, you know, let off some steam and complain. And it's quite a waste of time, which means it affects the bottom line, just like you said.
It certainly does, and it causes a lot of stress. This is where we were last week. What is going on here? It's twice I've said last week.
Yes, it has been. It sounded good, so I didn't correct it. But it was actually last month. Can you believe time has flown up?
Yeah.
It's been flying. So it does create stress, and we talked about last month, stress and control are inversely proportionate. So the more control you have, and you can gain more control through higher-level skill sets, through empowering beliefs, through a different passion, purpose, and identity, you can always have more control, especially if you have the confidence. People with low self-esteem or lack of confidence really find themselves in a state of helplessness. And that is the ultimate of stress, when you don't think anything is possible and you don't think you have the resources to do something about it. That's hopelessness and helplessness, ultimate in stress.
And that's the mindset.
Yes, it is.
Now, if you add on top of that externally that you don't have a process to follow,
then it's like total, random. Yeah, you don't know what's going to happen.
It is total random.
That's like a chicken with its head cut off.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, you don't
random.
Know where it's going to go.
Now, I'm going to throw this question out. Do the people who, I'll put myself in there because I don't like to point fingers, but if I am creating drama, do I always know I'm creating the drama? Often I don't know that I'm creating drama.
I would agree.
So there's engagement there with another. There has to be another involvement.
Well, I would say.
Or can I walk around by myself creating all kinds of drama? I think there has to be engagement with.
I think, so as a question is, do people know when they create drama?
Yeah, how do we know?
I think people are addicted to drama. I think that,
oh, I believe that.
That gives them a sense of control. So I think they may not know because they're stuck in the middle of it. And they may, you know, if people think it's sort of normal to be in drama all the time, maybe they think that's just how it is in
life. Maybe they think life is boring without it. Because they're they're on a high.
Yeah.
There's adrenaline flowing when you're in drama. I made some notes how to avoid drama.
Yeah, let's go over it.
I didn't want to get into how to create it.
But that's easy.
I think that's the easy part.
How do you create drama? Maybe we should start with that. How do you create drama?
Well, we could reverse some of this.
Let's go how to avoid it.
Do we gossip?
Gossip?
Gossip.
Ooh, gossip can be...
If you want to avoid it, then avoid gossip.
Yeah.
And so what is gossip is a whole other thing, but do we really need to know what it is?
No.
Benefit do we have?
For gossip.
Yeah. What benefit would we have from gossip?
I think you're right. You hit it on the head. It's if you're bored in life, a little gossip might be a little spicy.
It gets your adrenaline up.
Yeah.
Why not go for a walk?
Yeah.
Or why not enjoy the quiet?
Well, that's going to be quiet the mind.
Quiet the mind.
Yeah.
Well, you can't meditate if your mind is gossiping.
No. It has to be still and peaceful.
In order to meditate, you have to quiet the mind.
That's true. And you are a meditator.
Yeah.
That is very cool. So
I can listen to the chatter in my head.
Yeah, but quiet it,
too. And the whole point of the meditation is to quiet my mind, quiet the chatter.
Yeah.
So there's no drama going on in my head.
And a chattering mind is a horrible thing to waste, actually.
A chattering mind? Yeah, well, what happens? Now the reality changes because it's a perception. What's reality out there is what?
Perception.
It's what I see.
Yeah.
And part of it's my memory.
That's right.
It's only a small part that I see. The rest is memory. So the more chatter and gossip and drama I have running around my head, what does my world look like?
Chaos.
Yes.
That's what I'm thinking. And chaotic. And I think a lot of people, that's, you know, good. And back to stress, that's, I think people, that causes stress is you have some chaos in your mind. You just don't know where to focus. It's a spin in your mind and overwhelmed feeling often. And it might be a reason why people need to let off steam, maybe through gossip or let some of this chatter go. But there's other ways. Like you said, meditation, NLP has some great ways to be able to slow it down, to really another way to quiet the mind, too, by how you code your reality. That's a little too much for the radio, but
code the reality. That's a heavy topic. That's a whole show in
that's
itself.
That's a seminar, actually. Code.
Now, did you see? I'm going to interrupt him now. Did either of you guys see People versus the State of Illusion?
We were talking about that yesterday, Tom. Right?
Tom's writing it down. Okay.
Match, no match. Cynthia Hyatt brought that up.
It is amazing.
It's at the
Scottsdale. It's at Camelview.
I heard it was phenomenal.
Yeah, you need to go see it.
Is it like What the Bleep Do We Know? Remember that movie?
Yeah, way back. Yes, I remember. I saw What the Bleep Down the Rabbit Hole. This one brings the science behind it.
Wow.
You will love it. What's actually going on in the brain
when
we're stressed.
When did you see it?
I saw it on Thursday.
I
didn't sleep Thursday night.
Really?
Yeah, it was so. Well, I love, you know, I.
Oh,
I
you
just,
love that stuff.
I feed on that.
Yeah. That's who you are, and that makes you why you do such a great job for the world.
It's amazing. I really would want all I would want right now is for everybody to see that movie and understand it. It's all about, here's a biggie, blaming.
Yeah.
You know, what happens? What's going on when we're, you know, it's all about looking internally. And I also had another conversation, and I'm sorry if I sidetracked this, but we'll come back to all that. But I also had another conversation on Sunday with a friend of mine, and really, if my philosophy is away from politics and religion, and that it really is, but my philosophy in life is to look inside. What's going on inside? Because if my environment is healthy, then you'll be healthy around me.
That makes sense.
I think.
It does.
Or I'll attract
that. It's a projection of your innermost thoughts and feelings.
And so the more work I spend keeping myself, I mean mind, body, spirit, healthy. I don't
balance.
Mean just, balance. Then my environment becomes healthy. Now, if you multiply that by a million people, we have a really healthy, balanced environment.
Yeah.
And healthy, balanced mindset.
It totally makes sense.
So we don't have this. Like, I have another one here. How easily offended are people? Like, in business?
Yeah.
You know, in a business meeting, what's going on here? The six thinking hats, I always refer to that, to avoid the personally, someone being personally offended, taking the information personally as a personal attack. Now that meeting becomes not about what it started off. We have a decision-making process in a meeting, or maybe we don't, but let's say we do. But one of the members of the meeting gets personally offended about something. Now we have a whole different agenda.
There's no doubt. I think that happens quite a bit, and it's not often the intention of people offending people.
No, I think it never is.
It's the recipient interpreting that way, and that creates a problem. Let me go back to that movie real quick, though.
Yeah.
Cynthia said at one of the showings they had the writer and the director or something actually have a series of
Q&As, yeah, they did.
Did they do that?
Yeah, and I think they're doing that this week again. If they got an extension this week, then they will be there Friday and Saturday.
See, we should get them on the show next time.
Well, I think we are. We're trying to reach them, aren't
we?
Yeah, I think we have people trying to reach them.
Oh, that's excellent, because I heard it was phenomenal, and you actually saw it.
I'm trying to reach them, yeah.
So you think it'll be on in the theater still for another week or so?
Yeah, we can check it on the break. But
Tom, do you know anything about it?
If they got an extension, they'll be there Friday or Saturday.
Yeah. Tom, you got your ear set. You sound like you're ready to go.
Well, I don't know if this is the right time to bring it up, but remember I was confused with another movie that was at Harkins yesterday. Can I talk about that? Have either of you heard about I Am?
No.
I've heard about that.
And that's supposed to be a one day only or something like that at the Harkins at Scottsdale and Shea near the Safeway. It's either Saturday or Sunday. I'm not sure. I think it's in the middle of the day. So when you two brought that up yesterday, I had the one, The People versus the State of Illusion, mixed up with I Am.
So we need to check that. So that's, I did see The People, People versus State of Illusion.
And I hear they're both phenomenal and both along the same lines. I could be wrong of what we're talking about.
I think the timing's perfect to get. We've been studying this for so many years, and now people are hungry for that.
Wow, I Am. So, Tom, it's only one day, you think?
I was told the theater was rented out by someone for a one-time showing, Saturday or Sunday.
Wow, that sounds like a good one, too.
For I Am.
I will be there.
Oh, you're going to go?
For sure.
What's playing
as soon
right
as
now?
As soon as I know when it's playing, I'll be there.
And there goes Barbara. It's
but
the
I will 2:30. Also be. I will also be back at The People versus the State.
You're going to see it again?
Oh, I'll see it again, yeah.
So and is that good?
I've already signed up to buy it as soon as we get it.
Buy the movie?
Yeah.
Oh, they're selling it?
As soon as they can.
Wow, on DVD.
Yeah, I don't think they're selling it yet. I don't think it's available yet.
Wow. Yeah, that's so funny. We talked about that a little bit
amazing,
yesterday.
Amazing, 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 yeah. Please go see it.
A lot
Everybody
of
go
NLP
see it.
Concepts,
if
you think?
If you don't recognize that you... how can I say this? If you don't recognize that you look outside yourself, go see that movie.
So it's
if
all internal.
If you think that you don't... Look internally. If you think, oh, I don't blame, I'm not this. No matter what you think, go see that movie.
And question yourself.
Question yourself.
Yeah.
You know, when I did a bodhisattva program in Buddhism for 2 years, and the whole program was not about teaching me something. It was about teaching me how to question myself.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you remember any of the questions?
Oh, yeah.
What are some of the questions?
Who am I?
Oh, back to the movie, right? Tom?
Back to the movie, and I'm going to go find out. I am. Well, actually, I am Barbara.
Wow. Or I am.
But it's very interesting, and it's a whole science behind the metaphysical, too. And go see the movie. I think we've...
So once you find the answer to who you really are, things may change dramatically.
I think that's a journey. That's a whole.
Oh, that's a whole
journey.
Different
show.
Yeah, that would be.
That is such a different show. Who am I?
Yes, you're Barbara.
Yeah.
That's what you told me.
Yeah, mind your own business.
Oh, thanks
Barbara.
A lot. I thought she meant. See, now I took offense. Mind your own.
Now
business.
We're bringing us back. Okay, let's.
Wow,
come
we
back
missed our first break. What do you think of that?
Oh, we did.
Can you believe it?
Did we talk through it?
I forgot
did
to.
Did Tom forget to turn
no,
it on?
No, it wasn't Tom. I usually cue Tom. But when we come back from our break.
You got excited. Okay.
Yes, I was very excited with I Am and
I Am.
The State. What was it called?
And
again?
The drama. You're caught
no, the
in the
state
drama.
Of, the State of Illusion?
The People versus the State of Illusion.
Oh, yeah, I love that. And when we come back from our break, we'll continue our discussion with Barbara Haggerty. Mind your own business, and we'll talk a lot of good stuff in business and life. We'll
and
be
we
right
will
back.
Stay focused on it.
Absolutely.
How healthy is your business? Is your business plan helping your bottom line? Do you even have a business plan? Barbara Haggerty of Mind Your Own Business has over 25 years of helping businesses of all kinds and sizes to get them where their owners want them to go. She uses her special wellness check process. It's to assess where your business is now. and then uses her own unique 7 steps business excellence plan to expand and grow your business into something to be proud of. Barbara will take a holistic or a global appreciation view of your company, and that's absolutely going to make a difference to your bottom line. So call now and schedule a wellness check and watch your business grow. 602-750-4518. That's Barbara Haggerty of Mind Your Own Business. 602-750-4518.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is Mind Your Own Business, starring Barbara Haggerty. A special 2-hour edition. Time just flies.
I know. We missed the first break.
I know. It was so much fun, though. Yes, welcome back. And okay, so we were talking about
about drama, how it creates stress in the business place, and what do we do about it? How do we avoid this drama?
Let's ask this question, and then we'll ask how to avoid it. A drama, what type of drama usually occurs? How do you recognize drama? I mean, that might sound like a question like, oh, anyone can recognize drama, but what are some of the classic topics of drama? What are people talking about?
I think there's blaming. You mean actual topics?
Yeah, why? What are, you know, if you, because people are going to communicate.
Well, it's personal. It's always.
So usually personal?
It's always individual and personal.
Or would they say, did you hear about Johnny?
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
So a lot of gossip.
Did you hear what happened to me yesterday? Or did you hear what Dave did to me yesterday?
And I'd like
Dave
to know.
Dave says I do a better job than you. Like little things like that. That's what I'm. It's very basic, very, very simple. But
and it's very subtle, you're saying.
It's very subtle, and it's very simple. And that in itself, you just laughed about that, so it's not a big deal. But when you multiply that, or you talk to somebody who has lower self-esteem and who needs to themselves with that, now it becomes a bigger issue. And multiply that by daily
could
occurrences,
be huge. Yeah,
and then take it to the business owner. Say, do you realize how much lost production time? This person has a job to do over here, so they're processing over here, whatever their job is. But now we get a control issue, or we get a person who has low self-esteem, needs to feel more important. So they start interfering with that job, and that's kind of a drama. You know, take care of your position here and work together as a team rather than competitively.
Yeah.
Like, who said it? Who said we can't be interdependent unless we're independent? Who said that? Come on, we read that.
Gandhi.
In the book. No, I read that somewhere.
Oh. It was Tom?
I think it was Stephen Covey.
Oh, did he? The 7 Habits.
The 7 Habits. Or is that the 8th Habit? What's the 8th Habit?
That you can't be independent unless you're interdependent.
Well, I think this is what we could look at it. These are independent. We can operate independently here, independent tasks.
Right.
Okay. But as a team, we have to be interdependent on each other. So there's a part
there's
here.
There's overlap.
There's overlap.
Yeah. Now, what would an environment be like without drama? How would you describe that? An environment, a company, when there's no drama, just full steam ahead?
I think it would be highly productive, profitable, exciting and fun to work in.
Yeah, those are key words.
And it would be relaxing.
Yeah.
To work in that environment.
So that might be some of the goals, is to have an environment that's exciting and fun, right? Relaxing, fully productive. And what was others you said?
Now, those are external goals, internal goals?
I think these are internal, because to have fun and excitement, you have to internally know it's fun and exciting.
So do we create that as business owners? The leadership creates that.
It creates the environment of fun, excitement, relaxing, fully productive. It partly through picking the right people that internally have a sense of purpose and passion. Passion will always carry the day, with talented skills, sophistication. So if you can't hire them, you can always train them. I think that's where some business owners miss the boat. They may not hire the best people, but you can always train them. And if you don't have a training program using, Barbara, what you do, as well as NLP or something equivalent, it's probably similar to the movie you saw. It's an internal
situation. Well, I think
situation.
It's both. Yeah. I think it's both. I think you can hire this person, but if you don't have the process, the training, where do they draw the, what's my role here? People need to understand their roles. Like if you, even one relationship, yours and my relationship, we understand the roles we play.
Yes.
So I don't just come in here and sit in that chair or go and sit in Tom's chair and understand what's supposed to happen there. We understand our roles, and so we're interdependent on each other because we play a certain independent part.
That's right. We're independent,
but
we match. We're aligned. I think the good word, a key word, is alignment with the overall purpose of the mission of the company.
And we both have breakthrough thinking processes in our mindset.
That's right.
When you and I come together to do this, it's a breakthrough process, mindset.
No question.
And so we need the external plus the internal.
Yeah, I think both is very, very important. There's no question about that. And the example I would give is like you can build the greatest automobile, but if you don't have a great race car driver, that guess what? That automobile, no matter how amazingly built it was, it's not going to run to its full efficiency because of the driver. So part of it is to have great systems, a flow of information, things that you do, Barbara, and also the people of great skill level, great beliefs, empowering beliefs and passion.
And they understand the culture.
Yeah, and you're only good as your leader's mindset. So you leaders out there, you may be sole proprietors, maybe partners, maybe small businesses, maybe mid-sized businesses, of course large too, realize that just don't attack your external environment and say, hey, we got to fix these things. It usually starts with you.
Yeah, well, let's create the environment. That's the whole concept between breaking through what's holding you back, the breakthrough thinking process, and minding your own business, and checking out your own mindset, and don't listen to the drama. Don't listen to the drama. Listen to, this is my expectation that I outlined on your job description. These are the tasks that I pay in exchange for your service doing this.
And it has to be monitored, too,
if
right?
It's not being done, do you really need to listen to, Dave said this, and Barbara said this, and Barbara got offended, and Dave said, and then it takes half an hour, then it takes time to repeat it. Think about how much time it takes to repeat.
Well, major waste of time.
You listen to it, and you engage a bit. So what we're talking 20 minutes maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Like real time, real facts here.
Right.
Then we go to, now we have to discuss it with another person to try to find a solution if we're not sure. how to handle it. So we bring it into a meeting with somebody else.
Think of this. Can you imagine two pilots, a pilot and a co-pilot, trying to take 20 minutes to figure something out?
I know.
It may be too late.
But we do it in business.
I know. It's craziness.
I'm so passionate about this.
And I like it.
We do it in business all the time. We sit down. We take up like 3 or 4 people around a table, and we're discussing what Dave said and Tom said and how Tom feels about what Dave said, and the whole issue is, what are they doing in the meantime, and who's actually doing the work, and who's paying for this?
So think about it. If all these small businesses, mid-sized businesses, trying to make more money, more success, and they're looking outside, more sales, whatever, but which is fine, except you could start to eliminate the drama, like you're saying, and make more money, have more success internally.
Unfortunately, there's a lot of us out there that are not in the same position we were 3 years ago financially.
That's true.
But we don't need to come in and talk about, oh, my house is in foreclosure. By the way, the bank said this, and I said that, and I had to call that. I have to fix it. There's a whole process going through there. And taking that to work, somebody else said, oh, you know what? I should try that with mine. Okay. So now we get it multiply. And so now it's viral. Drama goes viral if you engage in it.
Especially on the internet with texting and with email. Drama goes email. Right?
It goes
texting, email.
Twitter, Facebook.
They have a thing called sexting. Ever hear that?
Yeah.
That's crazy. No, we talked about that on one of the shows where parents are very upset with their young teenage or pre-teenage or whatever on these things called sexting, where it's texting other type of things. That's craziness.
Yeah.
Is that?
Well, there's too much time.
That's drama, isn't
everything,
it?
Yeah, that's drama. Who do you trust? Learn who you can trust. Don't get involved in gossip. Don't get offended personally. It's just a job. It's just getting your job done. So, go right back to what's the ideal? Life without drama. What did you?
Yeah.
By the way, everybody, Dave is so, you are such a good secretary.
I take constant notes, don't I?
Yes.
I even make good coffee.
You're so
But I won't sit
so
on someone's
good.
Lap. That's
this
the
is why
thing.
I need to quiet my mind because it all... I park it in my mind.
I write
it down.
I write it down, and I like it. And I think we should focus on life without drama and also what the solution is. You've talked about, or people have heard about the 80-20 rule. I'll call it the 90-10 rule. Rather than 90% talk about the problem, people do. That's part of drama.
Yeah.
Reverse it. 10% maybe talk about the issue. 90% the solution. They used to call it 80-20. I thought that was too low, so 90-10.
I have a really good example of this, and I won't mention any names. This friend of mine, we had a conversation, political conversation, and it was about the problems and who did what, and it's the same in anything. It doesn't have to be political. It could be business, could be the car, could be the cat.
The
could
kids.
Be the dog, the kids, the husband, the wife. It could be anything.
The girlfriend, the boyfriend.
The girlfriend, the boyfriend, the three girlfriends.
I don't think he's liking this very much.
No, he's not. Look, I'm going to just
I'm not looking anymore.
I'm going to turn around.
Where's the curtain when we need it?
Oh, he's... He's going to turn us off in a minute.
Looks like a squirt. Looks like a squirt gun.
I think he's going to cut us off.
Is he? I think he is. All right, so
okay,
where were we?
Okay, so you only have two girlfriends. All right. Okay.
So you were talking.
Anyway, we spent, purposely was trying, okay, let's talk about a solution. What would be a solution for that? And this is just common. This is human behavior, which you study, I study. It's human behavior to just, but this is what they'll do. This is what they'll do if I do that.
Yeah.
This is what would likely happen if I do that. Well, let's focus on a solution. I think it's 90-10. I agree with 90-10. 90% on the stuff and 10% on what we could just, let's just get a solution and then go to sleep.
So
we'd have so much benefit.
You're talking dating again?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like just, let's
No, you said, 90%.
No, that's your perception.
Oh, yeah.
I was talking about drama.
I know. But that is drama. Now, 90% of the talk about the solution.
It's only drama if you make it drama.
So there's a skill here. What we're offering here is a solution. is the skill is learn how to train your mind to only say, okay, I can grasp this problem, this issue in the 10% realm, and immediately go 90% to figure out the solution. And,
right.
And then that's productive, that's constructive.
That's productive.
But you got to know this difference between solution and problem.
It takes less energy to do that, by
much
the way.
Less.
And just in case anybody out there wants that information, it takes a lot less energy to focus on the solution because and think about it this way. It's more positive, so it's like it takes less energy to play and be happy than it does to be sad and depressed. Did you know that?
I did know that. And you know what? In this whole sense is that what you focus on usually is what you get. Let's
That's
think
right.
about it this way. So if you focus 90% on the drama, the problems of your life, your problems will persist.
More of it is coming.
So what you resist, you persist, and what you fear appears. Now, but if you go on the solution, 90% of what you want, and in NLP terms, this is interesting. Think about it. When you set goals or outcomes, is if you focus on what you don't want and set a goal like, I don't want to be poor, I don't want to be overweight, I don't want to have bad sales, the mind only thinks of what you don't want. But you have to train your mind to, and it's simple,
because
to say what you want.
Because it doesn't distinguish the difference between real or imagined.
Yeah, well, exactly. So for example, if you say, I don't want to be unhappy, what would you rather have instead is the solution, is the language pattern you use. I'd rather
I
be
am
happy.
Happy.
Or I
am
be,
happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So start to catch yourself, the listeners out there, really start to pay attention to how you frame
the language.
What you want or what you don't want. And if you're phrasing it what you don't want, ask the question, what do I want instead? And it'll be in then a positive language versus negative. Very critical, and that is on. That will get you on your way to 90%, the 90-10 rule.
That's another tip for the listeners. You gave them 7 last time discussed this.
Let's call that tip number one.
Why don't they take that down as a tip?
Yeah, let's say tip number one. And so tip number one is frame or phrase any goal or outcome based on a positive language patterns versus negative. And again, I'll just give one more example. If you are unhappy in life and you say, I don't want to be unhappy, that's not the same as I want to be happy. So frame it in a way that it's positively stated. That's very important.
Yeah, and the understanding behind that is and correct me if I'm wrong.
Yes.
Because you're formally trained and I'm not.
Formally trained? I'm definitely trained. Oh, not formally. That sounds like I used to be trained, doesn't it? Yeah.
Right? That's right. It's got a different meaning.
Yeah. Language patterns.
Oh, and I meant as you're formally certified.
Yes.
Opposed to
currently certified.
This
understanding. Oh, I am certified.
You're
certified. Still.
You're certifiable.
Oh, I knew that was coming. No doubt about that. It's probably a good time to take a break, right, Tom? All right, and when we
Is
come
it
back,
break? Then we'll explain the science behind it.
We'll explain the science behind it after this break on why it's important to phrase stuff positively versus negatively, and we'll be right back.
At Beer and Bomb and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is Mind Your Own Business, starring Barbara Haggerty, a special two-hour edition. How do you like when I say special two-hour edition?
I like it when you tell me, shh, we're on
did
the
I?
Air.
Oh, well, yeah. I didn't say shh.
No,
I,
my headset.
I raised the finger.
My headset. I'm having a problem with my headset.
Is that true, Tom? What do you think it could be, Tom?
I am having a problem with it.
Yeah, he says a problem.
Yeah, what
he
is
He says
it?
It's a problem
Should
state.
I try another one?
Oh, try another headset. Okay, I'll keep talking as you're trying another. Oh, you're going to have to adjust the volume on that or plug it into this one. Anyway, we were talking tip number one, phrase your goals, what you want in life, from the positive versus the negative. Very important. And that's pretty easy to do. And remember the language pattern you use. If you catch yourself saying something negative, say, what would I rather have instead? It's really easy. And like the example I gave, right, is if I don't want to be unhappy, that's a negative way of phrasing it. What would I rather have instead? I'd rather be happy. That's all. It's pretty easy.
Okay. Can I test this? Testing?
Yes. Yeah.
I'm okay?
Oh, how's the headset
All
now?
Right. This is perfect.
More comfortable?
This one had a problem.
It did.
It had a challenge, but I got a solution.
But you spent 90% on the solution. Look how quickly that happened.
Yeah.
Now, just here's a good example. Let's imagine you had the wrong headset on, the uncomfortable one, the one that didn't fit. For the whole show, you would be focused 90% on the problem, but you took a stand and you said, I want to focus on the solution. And how easy was that to switch out?
It was very easy. And it wasn't that it was uncomfortable. I couldn't hear properly.
Oh, you could.
It was the sound thing.
Oh.
I could hear. I could hear you. But
oh, yeah. But you couldn't hear Tom.
I couldn't hear Tom.
Well, he wasn't talking in mic number four.
I couldn't hear myself.
So let's go.
I couldn't hear myself speak. That's important.
So that is really, you couldn't hear that. Wow, that could be a serious issue with
that. Yeah,
headset.
That's why you kept telling me to keep quiet.
I did?
No.
Oh, no.
No.
It was just, I saw the words on the air as we were re-engaging. Now,
re-engaging.
Re-engaging from
drama.
The break. That was some drama.
Drama.
We have
yeah.
no drama here. We're focused
we have no
on the
drama. We are drama-free.
I wonder where the word drama comes from. From maybe one of these movies.
Dramatic.
Yeah, dramatic.
Dramatic. Play acting.
I like sitcoms, so how about you?
Well, I think drama is just acting.
Romantic comedies?
Romantic comedies.
There's
a
dramas
fun.
In romantic yeah. comedies.
Yeah.
A lot of it.
Yeah.
Doris Day, remember Rock Hudson?
But they're not for the business place. They're not
no.
for the workplace.
No.
And I'm concerned about the amount of money that small business, you know, I'm a big advocate for small business.
That's right.
They're my passion. And I like to see them successful. I truly want to see small business successful. And I think people who have ideas for business, I am very passionate about helping them take those ideas and turn them into workable processes that can result in profits for them.
Absolutely. Actually, you know what? We went to a solution again, the People versus the State of Illusion documentary today at Harkins, Camelview 5. Next showtime would be 4:15, 7, and 9:45. Giving a little plug for Harkins, but to have this great movie, 4:15 is the next one, then 7 o'clock, 9:45, Harkins, Camelview at 7001 East Highland Avenue, Scottsdale. I think people should get out
what
there.
What is Friday and Saturday?
Oh, yeah, I don't know if we have that, do
okay.
we? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, here's Friday.
Is it on Friday?
Yeah.
Friday and Saturday?
It's still on Friday,
okay,
same
good.
Time.
That's all we need to know. It's
Let's
on
check
Friday.
Thursday. Same on Thursday. Can you believe it? Oh, wow. All right, so there it is. Now, Tip number two, because I think tips are good.
Okay, tip number one. We need to go back to tip number one. We didn't finish that.
Yeah.
What was tip number one?
Tip, phrase it in the positive.
And why? People want to know why.
And they want to...
Why is that different?
It's going to guide your mind to find positive-oriented solutions. You know, let me give a sports analogy, and this is very common in the sports area. Sometimes when teams, let's say football, the first half they do so well, they're up 21-0. This actually happened to the Arizona Cardinals about 4 or 5 years ago over Chicago, and Chicago was a great team back then. And, well, they're a good team this year, too. But back then, Cardinals were suspect. Were they a good team? Were they not? They were up like 21-3, and they were up for one reason. They were playing to win. When they had such a big lead the second half, they switched their play calling, got more conservative, and they played not to lose, different, much okay. different. And guess what? They lost. So the thing is phrase it in the positive. If you're trying to play not to lose versus play to win, much different signals you send your brain. Really start to remember this. Apply it to every aspect of your life. You'll see dramatic changes. It's that simple.
Because your mind doesn't can't tell the difference.
They can't.
If you say, I don't want to lose. I don't want stress, then it focuses on stress.
Stress, exactly. I want to be calm and relaxed would be another thing. So remember, when you phrase it negatively, start to listen to your self-talk. Start to listen to other people. You're going to hear an amazing amount of negative phrases when it comes to outcomes. And this could be interesting just to take note, maybe to help someone, not to necessarily interrupt them, but you could say something like, what would you rather have instead? You could be a gift to them.
Mm-hmm.
And a simple statement. If someone's saying, I don't want to argue with my husband, I don't want to do this, you know, with my husband, just say, what would you rather have instead? Well, I want to have peace and calm. Boom, you just became
okay.
a gift.
You just had your affirmation for the day.
Yeah, and it's that easy. And
it doesn't promote the blaming, you know, the you. Like, I really believe when a statement starts with, you did, you wasted my time. Like, how negative is that?
Exactly.
I'm wasting my time with you. Well, really, no time is ever wasted.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, what can you learn from that? I agree with you totally.
No time is ever wasted. I think time is beautiful. I think it's an experience. It's all about the journey. And you're right.
Well, let's go to line one. We didn't even give out the number. And we have a caller because we have good stuff here. And the ones that remember our phone number are the lucky ones to call. Frank, welcome to the show.
Well, hello, David.
Hello, Frank. How are you?
I'm very well, and I'd like to say hello to Mind Your Own Business.
All right. Well, starring Barbara Haggerty.
Barbara Haggerty.
Hello, Frank. How are you today?
Good. I have a question.
What's your question?
Well, I don't know if you've watched anything on the internet where it talks about that, I think it's Bloomberg, is establishing $500 million to assist small businesses. And it includes education, capitalization, and business strategies and business systems. Mm. And I think that that was a fabulous thing to be able to help small businesses. And those three categories, to me, are very important to help individuals be successful.
That's wonderful.
That is wonderful. And so you're suggesting we call Bloomberg and have Barbara and myself implement processes as well as NLP.
Yes, we will. And we'll get them on the show.
Get them on the show and have them talk about that, especially with your business, because this is your thing.
Well, education is a big key.
It is.
They all are.
You
education,
got capitalization.
Yeah, and we need structure to hang everything else on.
And business systems, what you do.
Yeah, perfect.
You know, what's interesting, Frank, is that the capitalization part, very much needed. However, Frank, would you agree that you could give people money, give businesses money, but if they don't change the culture, they don't change their beliefs in what's possible, and they have limiting beliefs, they may just sort of waste the capital and be back to square one. Sort of like people winning the lottery tickets.
I've seen that.
They're rich, and then they're not about 2 years later.
Well, I've seen that happen in business.
Yes.
People start with capital.
Yeah.
They start with money. Excuse me.
Well, you know, you have a point, because there's a fellow who started a company called Drybar.
Drybar?
Yes. Now, that has nothing to do with going to a bar and not drinking anything.
That's what I thought it was
okay.
at first.
What it is...
Frank's about to tell us something.
Yes. What is this, Frank?
What it is that it's where women can go and get their hair blow-dried. And it gets shampooed, and that's all he does.
No, he doesn't cut hair. He just
doesn't do any manicure.
So you go wet?
No, you they wash your hair, you know, shampoo it, and then they blow-dry it, and they leave you beautiful, and then you walk out. And that's all he does.
Really? Where is that?
Well, he has several offices in California, studios in California, and it was a fellow who helped them set up franchises. And one of the things that he talked about was what you were saying, is being able to adjust the value system and change his mindset to go more into franchises. In this case, it was franchises. And so he has explored that, and he did make the change, and his wife, because he and his wife set it up. And now they're expanding and having more salons.
Wow. Now, Barbara, as a woman, how does
yes,
that
I think so.
Sound?
Yeah.
That
he thinks I'm a woman?
Come on, Frank, you know better than that. As a woman, Miss Barbara, what would women
think? Would I
think?
Like that?
Yeah, is that something that would be appealing?
Probably. It would be.
How about Frank as a man? Would you like the opposite, where you could go in, get your head, you know, shampooed, and then they would style your hair? What would
I think if I was going to make a television appearance, I would use it.
Yeah. How about a radio appearance?
How about just your personal appearance?
Yeah.
it depends.
But I like that. You know, I'll tell you my favorite part. I have a great hairdresser, or did you call them hairstylist? Ann Gentle. I'm giving her a shout-out at Surreal Salon on Glendale and, I think, 16th Street, something like that. But when she shampoos your hair, she's really good at it.
And she gives you a massage?
Yeah, it's sort of like that. And it's very good. And I would probably, Frank, go to a place like that, depending on, I guess, the cost, perhaps. I mean, if you're paying $100 for that, well, that's one thing. But I suspect you won't, because that's more than cutting your hair.
Right.
That's right. Well, I thank you for calling in and alerting us on Bloomberg's.
Yeah, that's good. I think, and you heard that.
Plan.
Is this something that
I saw it on the internet, and I think it's a great thing to build our nation by building all our small businesses and offering them the thinking processes and how to be successful. And David, I know that you work with NLP. And that could be something that could be a very beneficial combined with what Barbara's doing to assist people in doing much, much better in this type of an economy.
Excellent idea. I think we'll call Bloomberg, get them on the air. What do you say?
All right.
I think so. I think, Frank, that's great. That's wonderful.
That is excellent. Thanks, Frank, for calling in. This is excellent. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Wow, nice call by Frank. And I think that's interesting. I bet a lot of people will say, where do I get this capital?
That's right. Thinking. Now we get what do you call it, a backlog on that site. Everybody's hitting that
site. Yeah, we're going to check that out,
so we're
going
to check that out, just so we're 100% sure that Frank's correct in
this
information.
This is very good.
And that's something now Bill Clinton's organization, what is it, the organization that he started for small business, what is that? His motto or his mission is to take the intuition and the ideas and turn them into workable processes. I know that's not what he says, but it's something like that.
Yeah.
But his initiative program is the same, to help small business.
Well, see, that's very important. You know, what's interesting, if we had a survey, we'd say, if you had to pick one, you know, Frank mentioned education, capitalization, strategies, and business systems. If you had to pick only one, which one would you pick? I bet most people would pick capital.
I'd pick systems.
And I would pick... I'd lean towards education, but that's part of systems, because you'd have to learn the systems. And I think I might change. I'd say business systems, because you're right. That would maximize your full potential under your current mindset. There's no question.
If you have systems in place,
it's going to improve profits.
Yeah,
no question about it. I totally agree.
We need the whole package, but if you have to pick one, I would have to pick the systems.
We should do this as a survey. Most people would go for capitalization. But I think that systems or NLP, something like that, to really improve above your limitations would always be much greater than the capital, because it's like the old saying, should I give you fish or do you want to learn how to fish for the rest of your life?
The system will teach you how to fish.
No question about it. And when we come back, we will continue our discussion with Barbara Haggerty. Mind your own business. Some good stuff. We're talking about mindset. We're talking about tips to avoid drama in business and in life. And we'll be right back.